When I heard that Gary Busey was launching a new podcast, I said, we have to get him on the show to talk about it. And he's on the phone right now. Hi, Gary Busey.
Hello, everybody. And how are you? I love you. And everybody stay happy.
Well, how are you? That's always the most important question. You just had a birthday recently. Happy birthday.
I've been around the sun 76 times. And I'm great. I have an incredible family. That's the thing. Family and health. Those are the most important things in your life. How to care and protect and take care of yourself so you can care and protect and take care of others.
How did you celebrate this year? This year's a little bit different than most, I imagine.
No, every birthday is like the same. They just come in, on different days, different weather, and different set kind of celebrations. And this is beautiful. You must look at your birthday as the most important day of your life. It happens one day a year. And no matter what happens on your birthday, it's good because it's your birthday. And even if you think you don't have a good birthday, wait a little bit and you'll figure out you got what you deserve because you've earned it.
Absolutely. The fact that you've lived to another birthday is always a great sign, isn't it?
That's a great sign, yeah. I've been around the sun 75 times. I'm now on my 76th rotation around the star that God created that became our sun. S-U-N.
Now, where do you find the energy? At that age, you are probably one of the busiest people I know, and you just keep going.
I can't help it. It's something I was given at birth. It's a high energy rate I do have. It really is high. It's been high all my life. Now I've learned to contain it, move it within, and let my energy not be so extroverted, but better inside, caring for other people first, before I think of, what I need, what do I need, I need this, you know, forget that. What do they need? What does your significant other need? What does your children need? They come first in my life now, because they're first. I'm first in their life, only if I treat them first in my life.
Right.
Right, honey?
In my life, my pets are quite a priority in my life. And when I heard that you were becoming a pet judge on Amazon Prime, I thought, you know what? The pets need justice from Gary Busey.
Listen, there's nothing like that show. And I got to call Jack Vaughn and see more. But anyway, I want to do more because I don't have a script. I get the plaintiff's situation and the defendant's situation, and then I listen to them and significantly see what the best judgment is from my heart, not from the law.
The show is called Gary Busey Pet Judge. It looks like a pretty fun job.
Yeah. Well, you know what law stands for, L-A-W?
What does it stand for?
Losers and winners.
Okay, yeah.
Very simple. But in my courtroom, everybody wins.
Do you have...
It's great, it's funny, it's unpredictable, it's hilarious. I mean, I'm dealing with monkeys and dogs and parrots and a dead Tabitha cat that wants to be buried in the Viking funeral. And something else is new called... Uncle Drank, the Totally Hammered podcast. It's about a country singer that hang on a minute, I'm right with you. His favorite words are worshiping the seven B's, A, B, B. Bars, birds, beaches, boats, beers, babes, and bananas. And his favorite drink is vodka, a little bit of tequila, kerosene, and clam. And he says, let's pound some clams. That's what that means, get that drink going. I'm doing it with my buddy from the beginning of his show business career, Mr. Dennis Quaid.
Yes, another legend, and he plays Blendy, your cohort on the show.
Drunk and a free-spirited beast musician. That's me. Hey, What do you think about this? Have a surfboard made that looks just like a guitar. Because he loves surfing. He's a beach guy.
I didn't realize that you're such a musically talented person. You know, when you were on the show with us last time, you sang to me. And so this podcast is quite musical.
Yeah, I'm very musical. I was in the fifth grade when rock and roll started to be played on the airwaves of the radio. And one of Uncle Frank's best songs is Job at Happy Hour.
And the first track from the show is Hick Start My Heart. Tell me what it's like teaming up with Dennis Quaid on a project like this. I imagine you guys have a lot of laughs.
It's natural. It's natural. It's meant to be. It's Kinder's First Brotherhood of Harris County, Texas. I was born in Goose Creek, Texas. He's born in Houston, and they're in the same county down south, just above Galveston on the Gulf of Mexico.
And I know you've got some great memories from Canada, my home country.
Yeah, I do. I made a lot of films in Vancouver, one in Calgary, Winnipeg, and Toronto.
That's right. You were telling...
I love Canada.
Yeah, you made a movie, you said, in Winnipeg, my hometown.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, a lot of great things. Gary Yates, Yates, was the director. And it was a lovely experience. And you know how Winnie the Pooh became about?
Yeah, I know the story, but feel free to tell everybody else.
Well, Winnie the Pooh was a bear that was in Winnipeg with the soldiers. And they nicknamed it Winnie the Pooh because it was their mascot. And then a beautiful lady came in and wrote about the 100-acre blessed tree forest with Piglet, Emor, Tigger. And my son, who is now 49, used to call me Tigger when he was young, because Tigger would jump up in the tree but didn't know how to get down.
Right. And yes, there's actually...
Here?
I'm here, yeah. There's a Winnie the Pooh statue at the zoo in the city as well.
How big is the statue, and does it have a barrel of honey with it?
He's a cute little bear cub. There's no barrel of honey, though, but it's a nice statue.
That's great. Congratulations. Yeah.
And I know...
That's a great book.
It is. And your books are great, too. The Buseyisms, I can't get enough of them, Gary.
What?
I can't get enough of your Buseyisms.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad you can't get enough. You know what the Buseyism for the word fart?
What is it?
F-A-R-T stands for Feeling Erectile Transmission.
That's
one for you. Chaos. Chaos stands for critical hate and overwhelming stupidity.
They're words of wisdom, Gary. I'm amazed by your talents. I really am.
Have you got the book yet?
I do have it. Yes, I'll have to send it for you to sign it for me.
Information on how to do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Thing, and I'll sign and send it. Here's one you like. Freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Facing real, exciting energy, developing out of miracles. Because the miracle that you were born as a miracle. You are still a miracle, and miracles will give you a face and a life of freedom you've never experienced.
How did you come up with doing these, Gary? You've been doing them for so many years.
And for it, like the word forgive. energy is unconditional love.
It's great to have such an optimistic and positive view on life after something like that, isn't it?
Well, that's what you get. That's one of the ingredients you get to go with you forever. I know you love this. NASCAR, NASCAR. Non-athletic sport centered around rednecks.
So if I just give you a word, can you make one up on the spot?
I don't know. What's the word?
Book.
Being offered on knowledge.
That's pretty good. That's awesome. So we'll be on the lookout for the podcast. And Gary, it was so great to chat with you. I know you're very busy. I appreciate your time. Oh, I appreciate your kind words. Thank you so much, Gary.
And I got one for you that you like. It's called Failing, F-A-I-L-I-N-G. Finding an important lesson, inviting needed growth.
And on that note, we will leave it there. The legendary Gary Busey, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Goodbye now.